I'll be preaching from the sermon subject as printed in the bulletin and the program, being thankful from different points of view. Church, I am certain that in the preparation of our Thanksgiving meal, we may have some guests who are restricted because of dietary requirements that are religious or medical. Church, we need to be aware of these requirements because everyone cannot eat like us. Help me, Holy Ghost, up in here. Some of us cannot eat the foods we used to eat, and some of us continue to eat the foods we ought not to be eating. Church, in preparation of our Thanksgiving meal on today, we ought to inquire if our guests have special food restrictions or allergies. For us Christian folks, our eating habits aren't affected other than medically, though some of us are vegetarians like myself. Church, if our guests are Jewish, we need to be mindful that they don't eat pork or sell fish. They can eat fish as long as it has fins and scales. They can eat animals with split hooves and chew their cud, including sheep and cow. Jewish folks normally refrain from eating meat and dietary products at the same meal. Church, if we were to entertain Muslims, they too have dietary restrictions, which we need to be mindful of during Thanksgiving. Carnivores, animals, meat, animals that eat other animals are permitted to eat if you are a Muslim. All pork products are forbidden and they shouldn't drink any alcohol. That's Muslims. Some permissible meats can be eaten if it's prepared the correct way. Church, the point I want to make on this Thanksgiving morning is that some of our guests on this day may have some dietary restrictions because of religious or medical reasons. Church, the writer of the book of Romans was the Apostle Paul. It's believed this letter, church, was written in the early spring of AD 57. Churches believe, it's believed beyond a shadow of a doubt that the Apostle Paul was on his third missionary journey, and he was ready to return to Jerusalem with an offering for the poverty-stricken believers there. It was believed, church, that the Apostle Paul had already received the contribution from the churches in Macedonia and Arcadia, meaning he was probably at Corinth or he was headed there. Amen. The recipients of this letter were the Gentile folks at Rome who constituted the church there. Church, it was believed the Jews also constituted a substantial minority of the congregation. These scriptures on today reminds me of inviting Mookie and them over for dinner on Thanksgiving Day, and Ma done slaved in the kitchen for several days preparing Thanksgiving dinner because she knows how special this day is in the life of her family and friends. Little did she know that Mookie and them don't eat certain foods because she hadn't seen them in years. Ronette looking at me. Mookie and them, because of religious reasons or a doctor had put them on a restricted diet because of health reasons. But this is Thanksgiving. This is Thanksgiving, and Ma done slaved in the kitchen for several days preparing the Thanksgiving dinner. And no one shouldn't disappoint Ma because she has been known to take it personally. Help me, Holy Ghost, up in here. Our scriptures on this morning will inform us, church, how to handle such a situation if it occurs on this Thanksgiving Day. What the Apostle Paul was addressing at the church at Rome was the converts, the Christians. What the Apostle Paul was addressing the church at Rome was the converts to Christianity were both Jews and Gentiles. The Jews believed they should hold the Gentiles to their customs and observances on the laws of Moses. So it was a question of whether the Gentiles should be held to circumcision. The days one should fast and the distinction of certain meals. The Jewish believers in Jesus Christ believe they shouldn't eat any meat offered to idols. Jewish believers believe that there should be an observance in the calendar for fasting. The bottom line, church, is that we shouldn't let our differences hinder our fellowshipping with one another. The Bible says, wherefore receive ye one another, as Christ also received us to the glory of God. When the Apostle Paul said in our first verse, he said, him that is weak in the faith, receive ye, but not to doubtful disputations. The meaning weak is to receive those who have a peculiar prejudices and feelings as a result of education or former habits of belief. So on this Thanksgiving Day, we may be seated around the table with persons of different beliefs and practices. The Apostle Paul is saying, don't let that hinder the fellowshipping with one another. Amen. Don't let that hinder our fellowship. You see, church, the Gentiles didn't have the problem. It was certain Jews who held to their customs and practices. For the Bible says, for one believeth that he may eat all things. Another who is weak eateth herbs. Meaning the Gentiles, church, had no hang-ups regarding the lawfulness of certain meats. They didn't have the hang-up. During the days this letter was written, only portions of an animal were offered in idol worship. The other portion of the meat of the animal was eaten by the worshipers. For the Bible says in the Old Testament, for thou shalt destroy thy altars, break their images, and cut down their groves. For thou shalt worship no other God. For the Lord whose name is jealous is a jealous God. Lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, and thou go a-whoring after their gods, and to sacrifice unto their gods. And one call thee, and thou eat of his sacrifice. And this is what many Jews believe, and they held the Gentile converts in Christianity to the same beliefs. But the Apostle Paul believed that whether therefore ye eat or drink, or whatever ye do, do all to the glory of God. So on this Thanksgiving Day, let us not have any hang-ups. Life is too short for that. And let us just glorify God on this day and enjoy everyone who has gathered for a Thanksgiving meal on today. So on this day, if some folks only want to eat vegetables like me, let him or her do so. But just glorify God on this day. The scripture says, let not him that eateth despise him that eateth not. And let him not with Edom, not judge him that eateth, for God has received him. Who art thou that judges another man's servant? Amen. To his own master he standeth, all faileth. Ye should be holding up, for God is also to make him stand. None of us can rightly judge another person, can we? And if our brothers or our sisters are saved from their sins, then we're all on the same level. So those Jews who had received Jesus Christ, like the Gentiles, were on the same level. Church, look at the extent the Jewish folks would go to further their beliefs, that they would set a higher level on one day than another. This was in regard to the days of their festivals, fasts, and Sabbaths, which they considered sacred and should be retained. But it was the Gentiles who weren't brought up in these customs that they would regard these days. For the Jews, these observances were to keep them as a separate people, and to prepare the nation for the reality which rites were but a shadow of the things to come. Because when Jesus came, the Passover, the Feast of the Tabernacle, and the other festivals all vanished in one's belief in Jesus Christ. Tell your neighbor, Jesus makes the difference. No matter what we think or believe, the Bible says one man esteemeth one day above another, and another esteemeth every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. Every day with Jesus is the same. Every day with Jesus is the same. Church, it doesn't matter whether you're Jewish or Gentile. It was all about observing the Lord's day in your going down and your getting up. Yes. Reason, church, why we do so is because Jesus got up on the third day and he transcends all Jewish beliefs and customs. Do I have some Jesus lovers in the house? That on this Thanksgiving, we're going to thank him and no one else. No one else's beliefs or practices aren't going to get in our way. For the Bible says, he that regardeth the day, regardeth it unto the Lord. And he that regardeth not the day to the Lord, he doeth not regard it. Help me, Holy Ghost, up here. He that eateth to the Lord. For he giveth God thanks, and he that eateth not to the Lord, he eateth not, and he also giveth God thanks. So when we partake of that meal, we should be rendering thanksgiving to the Lord. Church, the early Christians thanked God for their food, and we should do the same every day of our lives. Even the Lord gave God thanks, the Bible says, and he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass and took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke and gave the loaves to his disciples. And some of us will eat and not even thank him for the food which we are about to eat. But I know that's not none of us. I love God's word because it speaks to us right where we are in our lives. Our desire ought to be in the will of God for our lives. What is your will for my life, Lord? No Christian should live to gratify his or her own inclinations or appetites. If anything, the believer ought to differ from the world in which we live in. The Bible says, for as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourself likewise with the same mind. For he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God.
Amen.
So the Bible says in our text, for none of us liveth to himself, and no man dieth to himself. For whether we live unto the Lord. And whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live therefore or die, we are the Lord's. That should make somebody happy, glad up in here. So church, as much as we like to gratify the flesh, gain property or be distinguished in places of fashion and amusement, we should know and exercise the power of the gospel, which transcends us and causes us to be who God has called us to be. But the body of Christ wants to please God in all things. Do I have some witnesses in the house that I don't mind pleasing God in all that I may say and do? So on this Thanksgiving Day, no matter our religious beliefs or dietary requirements, we're going to stand on Jesus Christ because of his proclamation of himself. Bible says, for to this end Christ both died and rose and received that he might be Lord both of the dead as well as the living. Church, that in all of our circumstances, we are the Lord's hands. We need to act like that. So we will never be perceived as otherwise because we're acting otherwise in the sight of others. Even if others think or act differently from us, we should acknowledge Jesus without any restrictions. Church, being judgmental has gotten some of us into trouble. We need to back off of folks and leave them to God. Our scripture says, but why does thou judge thy brother? Why does thou set at naught thy brother? For we shall confess to God. So then every one of us shall give an account of himself or herself to God. Giving an account to God was originally believed by the Jewish people. But in our scriptures, the Apostle Paul was alluding to giving an account to Jesus Christ. Tell your neighbor, I know you believe this and that. I know that you believe this and that, but I believe in Jesus the Christ. So in conclusion, on this Thanksgiving Day or any other day, let us do as the scripture says. Let us not therefore judge one another anymore, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. Let us pray. Lord God, on this Thanksgiving Day, we have so much to be thankful for. Lord God, if we had 10,000 tongues, we could not thank you enough. For God, you have done some marvelous things in our lives. You have brought some of us from our bed of affliction. God, you have allowed us to persevere to see what the end is going to be. And despite what has come our way, we thank you and we adore you. So God, every day is a day of thanksgiving. Every day that we have breath in our bodies is a day of thanksgiving. And so God, on this day, as we sit around the table, we're not going to be concerned what others may not eat. We're not going to be offended if they don't eat everything that we prepared. We're just going to thank you for their presence. God, I believe that it's coming a time where we need to cherish family and friends. That's all we have. Truly, that's all we have, God, is our family and our friends. When all is said and done, that's all that's going to matter. When something goes down in our lives, it's family and friends that will be there. So God, on this day, we glorify your holy name. Bless us, Lord God, and keep us. It's in the matchless name of Jesus Christ we pray. Let the church say amen.